In the Daily Chronicle, DeKalb police state that there have been numerous reports of political signage being stolen within the past 2 weeks. I suspect the thefts of political signs are many more than what has been reported. Why? Because recently we have been victims of this kind of crime as well, though we haven't reported it. We had waited for weeks to have our signs delivered. Then we proudly stake them near the entrance of our long driveway, bright white lettering on a sea blue background. But within 4 days, our free speech rights were violated. When I Googled the theft of political signs, the reports piled up across many states. This reinforces statements by pundits who claim we are indeed a seriously polarized nation, and perhaps dangerously so. Presidential races, as well as state and local political races, can stir up strong emotions. People eagerly hear the candidates in their political party declare that they are the best, the only candidate for the office to bring change that is needed and prosperity for all. Emotions are further ramped up by a candidate's style of delivery, a bright smile, an angry scowl, arms crossed or spread wide open. But whatever moves one to declare unwavering loyalty to a candidate, it doesn't bestow the right to deny another's free speech rights. Come on, folks, seeing things as black or white, good or bad, right or wrong, is retreating to adolescent or younger thinking. It's time to grow up. I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.